We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hollywood news and gossip.
Without the Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's tabloid trash on Alice 105.9.
It's crazy. I guess it's, Pride Week in New York right now?
Well, they had it over the weekend.
Oh, was it over the weekend?
Yeah.
You know, what's funny is, I remember you said, why don't they all organize it together? And, you know, because we had Denver. And I know now why. Because my friends that are gay, they love going to the different cities.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so they get to, now it's not just their week, but they go to the different cities.
Yeah.
So doesn't that make more sense now?
Yeah, and I also found out, which I had to investigate, but I guess it's Pride Month. So you can pick any time throughout the month. And yeah, you're right. People like to go from city to city.
Right.
So, you have the first week, second week. You know how it works.
Anyway, all right. Remember that driver that was in that Uber and the... Didn't it like drove itself, right? That Uber car drove itself and they hit a woman?
Yeah.
She was watching The Voice.
She was?
Yeah.
The lady, the crossing the street?
No, the woman with the car that drove itself, she was watching The Voice. She had it on that auto thing, whatever. The driver behind the wheel of an auto, what's it called? Autonomous vehicle that fatally struck a woman in Arizona was watching The Voice. Cops released a more than 300-page report about the accident, which revealed the driver was watching the NBC singing show via a streaming service in the minutes leading up to the crash. I guess you see the video from inside the car shows a female driver looking down, watching This Is The Voice.
It's a pretty good show.
It is a great show.
Yeah. But I can see where you get caught up in it.
Right, especially if the car's driving itself.
And that Blake Shelton, he's such a good-looking man.
He really is.
You know, so you got to figure she's just hooked on Blake.
This is a crazy story. I cannot believe how much TV influences people. First, we have a woman running over another woman because of television. Well, listen to this. The sales of Eggo waffles have dropped since Stranger Things have been on hiatus. Food.
Really?
Yeah, it says that.
Let go of my Eggo?
Eggo sales grew by 14% from the year prior through the fourth quarter, followed up by another 9.4%. And the company said the boost in sales was likely due to Stranger Things, which Millie Bobby Brown's character loves Eggos. And so people started watching Stranger Things and making some waffles because they'd see her eating them.
Yeah.
And they'd be like, oh my God, that looks so good.
So they spiked because of the show.
Correct.
And now they're dropping off because of the show.
Yes.
Boy, boy.
Because you know how you watch somebody eat on TV and you're like, oh, I haven't had that in a while. That looks really good. I'll go get some Eggos.
Yeah. I do that with pizza, too.
Yeah.
And I don't even like pizza that much. But I'll see a great pizza commercial, and I want to get a pizza.
Me, too.
I don't get it.
They do a really good job of that.
Yeah.
I really want to try that pickled chicken.
I know. Mentioned that earlier this morning.
Right.
The
so
pickled chicken's
out
today.
How do they do it? How do they?
I just infuse a pickle flavor.
Into the crispiness?
Yeah. Sounds good.
I hope it doesn't taste like chemicals. Because that pickle stuff, you know, it can get a little chemically. And you add it to stuff.
Yeah, I had some fried pickles this weekend.
Oh, so good.
They were delicious.
So pickled fried chicken, according to a press release, the fast food chain created this mashup in response to an overwhelming request by customers because every time people order it, they say, can I get extra pickles? So they've been offering more pickles per request for years.
I love the pickle they put on the chicken sandwich at Chick-fil-A.
Everybody does.
Okay, so if that's any indication, because it's pickled flavored, that if that's any indication, this is a home run. And I maybe it's going to be so big that KFC puts it on the menu, but for right now, it's very limited.
Are we getting it here? Do we know?
Supposed to be everywhere.
Everybody know?
Yeah. Supposed to be everywhere. Every restaurant is supposed to get a limited supply of the recipes
and
the ingredients. And then when those are gone, they're gone.
It's going to be like the unicorn, whatever that thing was.
Yeah,
Starbucks.
I think it's only supposed to last this week.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
That's a bad idea.
You don't get it. Actually, it's a good idea because people will rush it. That doesn't mean that they can't change their mind and put it back on the menu.
Like the McRib?
Yeah. But you put that limited supply out there so people, you know, bombard you.
MTV has determined the allegations of sexual misconduct against Catfish star and creator Nev Schulman aren't true. I'm really happy about that because I like the show and I like that Nev guy. He seems like a real nice guy. Anyway, a woman who appeared on the show in 2015 had claimed that Schulman tried to coax her into having relations with him to prove to herself that she wasn't a lesbian. She said that Nev came over and said, I know you think you're a lesbian, but let's have sex, and then that way you'll know you're not a lesbian.
You think she made all that up?
That's what they're saying. MTV halted the filming of the show and had a third party investigate the claims. The investigation found the claims were baseless, and the filming is now resumed. I don't know. On that Catfish show, those people are nuts. I have to tell you. I mean, people that haven't met anybody and fall in love with them.
Yeah. I've never seen it.
Oh, my God. It's so sad. It's the saddest thing you'll ever see. It's like teenagers or even older. And all of a sudden, BJ, I've met this guy online. And I love him. I just love him. We're going to get married. I've never.
It is strange. I've never. Well, the good news in this story is he still is on the show, innocent. She's still a lesbian. Everybody.
It's so great. Isn't it great?
Yeah. I mean, that's a good outcome.
Oh my God.
Because you don't see that in a lot of these stories.
So you want to hear a sad one. So this woman, this girl, thought she was dating like this super hot hunky guy.
Yeah.
Super hot. But then, like, every time that they tried to meet, he wouldn't want to meet her and all this stuff. He sent her all these gorgeous pictures of him or whatever. And then she met him.
Shocker.
I can't even, I don't want to body shame, you know.
Yeah.
So I can't even use the words. That
you can't. You don't want to ugly shame either.
No,
you
I don't.
You can't say he was ugly.
I just say he wasn't
what the pictures.
Like that.
Yeah. That might be a form of shaming too. Just saying.
Right. Just that last part.
Yeah.
I feel like it didn't.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, I feel like.
Often the pictures don't match up though. That's very common.
Yes. Yes. So I guess we're going to see Jurassic World tonight. Has anybody seen it yet? Anybody?
Nope.
Anybody?
Nope.
So that's our plans for, you know, summer break, try out the old Jurassic World. Sean, have you seen it?
No, I have not.
Oh, you were busy, though.
Yeah.
Anyway, Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom, $150 million, took the top spot at the weekend box office. It's been a big weekend for these movies. We haven't seen two great movies like that at the same time. Jurassic World, Incredibles, pretty good week.
Pretty good week.
Pretty good
week. Yeah, they're solid. Although, I did see several, I guess, diehard Jurassic fans not that impressed with
it. Really?
Yeah.
It
had a big turnout, don't get me wrong, but it's not getting, it's almost like it's time for the dinosaurs to die. That was one of the headlines.
Oh.
Yeah.
What?
Well, I guess the story, no, I will say this. I'm kind of over the Jeff Goldblum.
Yeah.
I don't know.
He's a weird dude.
He's a weird dude.
No, I meant in real life.
I know. I agree with you. I think he's a very weird dude. But it's almost like that he needs to be eaten by a dinosaur.
Yes, that'd be good.
He needs to be eaten in one of the episodes, and then he get replaced by somebody else.
I love that idea.
Because I think he, in the movie, gives it a dated look. Because he's been in there, all of them.
I like the idea of eating by himself.
Eat him. Mm-hmm. Yes, eat him.
Mm-hmm. We told you this earlier, and we're taking bets if you want to participate in our betting pool. Kim Kardashian has given up selfies.
Yeah, right.
First of all, hear how many times she says like, and then hear how she goes, mm-hmm.
You know, I don't take selfies anymore. Oh. I don't really like them.
Okay. They're not as good. Pictures or anything, or did
no,
move fast
I just like kind of moved. Like it's not all about like sitting there taking selfies. I used to spend so much of my time taking selfies. I just would like to live in real time a little bit more. I don't mind pictures, but I'm not on my phone the way that I used to be.
How many did you count?
The likes.
Yeah.
Oh, I stopped counting because of that guy. What are the questions he asked there in the
Sam
very
Rubin?
Huh?
Sam Rubin?
Is that who it is?
Yeah.
One of the questions he asked here almost implies that she's turned ugly.
I know. I heard him say that. I heard him.
Because he says, is it because they're not attractive anymore? Or something to that. But listen again.
I know.
Listen to what he says in the very beginning. It's almost like, oh, because you've gotten older or uglier or whatever.
You know, I don't take selfies anymore. I don't really like them.
Okay. Do you they're not as good pictures or anything? Or
no, I'm just like,
huh? You see what I'm saying?
I heard that,
It's almost like he's saying, hey, the clock has been ticking and your time has passed.
You know she heard that, too.
Yeah.
You know she did. Chip and Joanna Gaines. Joanna, whatever. The Gaineses, they had another baby. Number five.
Good for them.
Number five, no problems. Baby's perfect. Life is great. Oof. Those people. Everything's perfect. Look at our baby.
And they can build anything.
Look at our family.
Gosh, I admire that.
I know.
That Chip.
And they seem like they still like each other, even though they've been married for a while.
It's crazy.
Ed Sheeran, you guys, it's very sad. Ed Sheeran had the poopies. He had the poopies on stage. And he had to leave the concert twice to go poopy-woopski. Poopy-whatever. Listen.
I was just, I've never, ever done that in a show in my life. But you know when you're just there and you're just, oh, God, just, yeah.
Poor thing. You know that had to be like he was sitting there and he's like singing a song. When you your legs don't work, and oh my God, they used to. And actually, Sean, I bet we could find some hidden video of him singing the song and having the urge.
Oh, I bet you're right.
We'll have that for the next Tabloid Trash.
Well, I can't wait.
I bet he can find it.
Stellar.
I bet it's on the interweb.
I'm sure it is. Everything is.
Did you see that Justin Bieber and what's-her-name went public?
Who's what's-her-name?
Oh, that hot model. I forgot her name, but they went Instagram official.
No, I didn't.
Yes.
I wasn't following that over the weekend.
What?
No, I'm sorry.
Yes, Justin Bieber and that hot, like, long-leggy supermodel. I guess they went Instagram official over the weekend. Before, he was just kind of, you know, showing her legs. Like, she'd just walk up and he'd take a selfie and it'd only be, like, her feet. But this time, it's those two together on Instagram. And they've announced they're a couple. Poor Selena.
Oh, boy.
Oh my God.
No, she doesn't want him anymore, remember?
I know, but still, you know, she's like, really? So soon? You know, it's so sad. And then finally, Cynthia Nixon announces her oldest child is transgender. Did you see that?
Yeah. Is she like a congressperson or something?
Is a candidate for the New York governor, but you would know her from Sex and the City.
Governor? No, I don't know.
Oh.
I don't know Sex and the City.
What?
I mean, even if I did, I wouldn't admit it.
Oh, and then finally, sorry, I wanted to read this because this is crazy. Anthony Bourdain, no alcohol, no drugs in his system, time of death. A toxicology report of Anthony Bourdain revealed no narcotics, no alcohol in his system at the time of his death, which to me makes this even more tragic. Just awful. I watched him yesterday.
I did too.
Like, oh my God, you're so, like, you have everything. You seem so funny and happy. It's so sad. Just so sad. Anyway,
I will say, though, you watch it just a little bit differently now that he's passed, because there are certain things that comments that he made in the show that are like, wow, that's almost surreal.
Yeah.
You know, he made comments about, you know, being on this earth and when your time, it's just weird because of
the situation.
Because now you
read into it.
Now you read into how he was saying it, you know, he felt like he had reached the end of the earth on one of the episodes, and he's seen everything that he needs to see in life, and it's like, wow. Yeah. And he didn't mean it that way, but now we're reading it.
It
appears that way when you see it now.
Yeah. It's just sad. Just sad. All right, there you go. Tabloid Trash.
DJ and Jamie.
Weekday mornings on Alice.
105.9.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.